This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Uber brags about cheaper, quick, and easy, but often not for people with disabilities. This week, a group called Disability Rights Advocates filed a class action lawsuit against Uber over wheelchair-accessible vehicles. Marketplace's Rima Kreis reports.
In New York City, Uber's got a fleet of about 58,000 vehicles, and only a couple hundred of them are wheelchair-accessible. Now, whether Uber legally has a responsibility to provide more
really comes down to, at the end of the day, whether or not Uber is a technology company or a transportation company.
Todd Aidman is a partner with the firm Ford & Harrison. He says Uber considers its drivers independent contractors, not employees. So technically, it's off the hook.
But because Uber says they're a technology company, doesn't mean that every court's eventually going to agree with them.
Uber says it's made efforts to have more wheelchair-accessible cars, but admits more work needs to be done. Santosh Rao is head of research at Manhattan Venture Partners. He says for Uber to accommodate more disabled passengers,
they will have to change their compensation structure, the incentive structure.
And those extra costs?
At some point, they will probably pass it down to the passengers.
And he says if Uber doesn't do more, it could face another blow to an already battered public image. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.